This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, educators and Democrats are condemning President Trump's move to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education and eliminate spending. And New Mexico Natives can now wear tribal regalia at their graduation ceremonies. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Educators and lawmakers are blasting President Trump's push to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. Among them is the vice chairman of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. In a release, Democratic Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii said the Education Department is part of the federal government's core trust and treaty responsibility to American Indians, Native Hawaiians, and Alaska Natives. Schatz says over 90% of Native students attend public schools who will be at the mercy of state governments that have no legal responsibility to meet needs. The elimination of the department would affect special education, language learner supports, and Title VI Indian education programs, among others. Furthermore, Native higher education would be affected, including funding for tribal colleges and programs administering federal loans and Pell Grants. Trump's rationale includes low academic scores during the pandemic. Neither Trump nor his staff have explained how ending the department would boost student performance. The Colorado-based Native American Rights Fund has filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's efforts to cut U.S. Department of Education spending. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more. And insert Fernandez's story here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Native American students in New Mexico will be able to wear their tribal regalia at graduation ceremonies this spring after Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a bill into law on Wednesday. Reporter Jeanette DeDios has more. Insert DeDios rap here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. And yesterday, we reported on the disappearance of references to Navajo code talkers on U.S. military websites. We've learned since then that following widespread outcry, those references and webpages are back up. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.